Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Hey, friendos, Steve here.
And Larson.
And on today's Going In Raw News Brief, are WWE and AEW about to fight over a new free agent? Big E says who was responsible for his solo run. We say goodbye to a wrestling legend. We preview AEW and tonight's NXT Halloween Havoc. And Steve reviews last night's Impact. But first, is WWE facing yet another COVID outbreak? Larson, what's in the news?
So this comes from the Wrestling Observer himself, Dave Meltzer. He's reporting that WWE may have another COVID outbreak on their hands at the Performance Center. According to Meltzer, quote, details are not known other than it happened on Friday, and people who were there, whether they tested positive or negative, were asked to quarantine for 2 weeks due to contact tracing. There have been reports that includes people scheduled for NXT's Halloween Havoc show Wednesday. That's today.
Today.
And that aspects of the show are going to have to be changed. One source in WWE said that nobody that is an NXT television regular has tested positive. Fightful Select has some more details, noting that the outbreak could be traced to an in-house live event. I guess these are regular occurrences at the Performance Center. This past Friday, and according to Fightful, again, those in attendance were asked to quarantine, and as NXT is preparing changes to Halloween Havoc in the event that changes need to be made. Of course, this comes on the heels of reports last week that a COVID strike team is set to conduct investigations at the Performance Center, as well as Full Sail, as well as the Amway Center. There's also reports earlier in the month that NXT talents may have made formal complaints, and that some talents felt uncomfortable training at the Performance Center due to, I believe it's Fightful Select with this story, they use the term COVID truthers.
So, I wonder who that could be. Oh, you didn't know?
Somebody really needs to go to these COVID truthers that are walking around, you know, coughing on everybody in the Performance Center. And tell them put a damn mask on.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
I mean, because not only they're endangering themselves, they're endangering trainees there, other coaches.
Mm-hmm.
And potentially, if one of these outbreaks get bad enough, damaging the television product and maybe forcing a cancellation of television product should an outbreak get to the point so bad that they don't have any wrestlers to wrestle.
Yeah. I said this last time. There's some weeds that need to be pulled in NXT, man, at the Performance Center and WWE in general. I'll say this. I'm going to quote, and I don't know if this is related. I don't know. There's no context here, nor would I expect there to be. Bronson Reed tweeted out yesterday at 6 in the evening. He said, "If I've learned anything from this pandemic, it's that a lot of people are real selfish pieces of trash." Again, no idea if that's related to his workplace. But yeah, somebody responded to him and said, "I've had to watch a number of people die. I got to hold the iPad so their family can say goodbye. And Bronson Reed responds, "I'm very sorry to hear this." Bronson Reed seems like a real solid human being, Larson.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. They need to get their house in order.
They do. Because who knows if they were ever planned to be involved in Survivor Series? But I believe someone in chat or in one of our questions,
Dirty Rich.
Oh, Rich
suggested
the idea that maybe that.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.